Welcome to this podcast is rigged with JW Riggs. Super excited today about the about this interview. I have a great guest, comedian and actor, Teddy Gales. How are you doing today, Teddy?
Doing great. Yeah, it's springtime in Chicago, so I'm feeling real good right now.
Great. I've always heard Chicago is really great in springtime. So.
Yeah, spring and summer especially. It's definitely what keeps me around, honestly. Like, you know, yeah, summers make up for the winters for sure.
Right. Definitely. Chicago's definitely on a list of places I want to go very soon.
Nice.
Going ahead and starting with the questions, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's jump in.
So how did you get started in comedy and acting?
So I started doing like stand-up comedy when I was in high school. I did it for a lot of the homecomings and talent shows and things like that. I would say that like comedy was always like a big part of our like household growing up. Like my parents were those parents that like, you know, let me watch like SNL on Saturdays, which was pretty cool. And I think that that's kind of what like fostered it. I did a lot of like more, I don't want to say like serious, but more like standard acting, you know, like musicals, things like that when I was also in high school. And I kind of realized that that's what I wanted to do. So I decided to go to college, more specifically a conservatory, Chicago College of Performing Arts here in Chicago. And I, about midway through college, realized that like, hey, I kind of want to get back into this comedy thing. Like, I kind of want to like get back into that. So I was doing some sketch comedy and here we kind of are now.
That's really cool. I've always loved comedy ever since I was very young. So I know I'm still very young.
But yeah, but there's so much more time to appreciate it all. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of why one of the reasons why I started this podcast, to kind of have a little bit of family friendly comedy during COVID and everything that's going on in the world. So thank you for doing this.
Of course.
I've always been a big fan of, like I said, comedy, but including SpongeBob, and you did, if I have this correct, you did the touring company of SpongeBob, the musical.
So I did. That was my pre-COVID job. We actually had to end up cutting the tour. We had to cut it short. We stopped a year ago, last March 20th. So we're still like, we just came up on that 1 year anniversary. We had a little cast reunion Zoom. I joined the cast in that summer of 2019. We rehearsed in New York City, Queens to be specific. And we rehearsed there for about 3 weeks. And then we took it on the road all over the country. It was pretty cool. It was a lot of work for sure. It's a lot more physical of a show than I think people realize. But it was cool. And I got to understudy Patrick and Mr. Krabs and Larry. And it was really cool. Really cool. A lot of work, but really cool.
That's really cool. So my next question is, did you kind of grow up watching SpongeBob a little bit? Or?
Yeah, I did. That was my big thing. I was much more of a out of like the big three with like Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, and Disney. I definitely leaned way more towards Nickelodeon, specifically with SpongeBob for sure. I remember there was a big like SpongeBob's Lost episode. They made it like a whole big special. I think I was about like 7 or 8 years old when that came out. And I remember we were vacationing as a family with this family friend's house. And I made my parents be like, we have to be back at the house like at 7 p.m. because I have to watch this. And they were nice about it. They were like, sure, I mean, whatever, man. And so I remember sitting in the little like guest bedroom with this little tiny TV, and I was sitting there watching SpongeBob's Lost episode. So yeah, it's always been like a big part of definitely my childhood. Yeah,
that's great. SpongeBob's definitely this kind of sounds odd, but definitely one of my comedic like I want to say heroes, but like one of my like comedic, like something I look up to for comedy.
Yeah, I agree. I think you know, you talk about like the family friendly comedy kind of thing. I think SpongeBob does that really, really well, where it's jokes that are funny for everyone, and it never feels cheap. You know what I mean? It's just naturally funny, and yeah, I totally know what you mean.
My next question is, you probably get asked this quite a bit, but where do you want to see your career go within the next, let's say, 10, 15 years?
I would, you know, I'm not super picky about where it goes. I went to acting school for a while. So there was a period of time where I thought I was going to be like a very, very like serious actor, you know? And I would say that since graduating, I've definitely gone back to comedy, as I'm sure you're aware. Even the, you know, more big budget shows that I've been doing are rooted in a lot of like comedy and silliness and stuff like that. But I also like, you know, I also do a lot of commercial work, and I've also done a lot of like voiceover work. So I'm certainly not picky with where it goes. I've always kind of said that, at the end of the day, I just want to be performing consistently, regardless of what it is. Honestly, if I did commercials for the rest of my life, I'd totally be cool with that, you know, cause like I do enjoy the work. But also if I get back into musicals and start doing that, that's great. And right now we're focusing more on like sketch comedy. So if that turns out to be the next step, then that's what it is. So yeah, I just want to reiterate, like I want to be happy in performing in whatever it is.
That's great. I mean, I absolutely love your TikToks. Quite a few of them. That's why I wanted to reach out to you about the podcast. So thank you. Those videos are hilarious. So
thank you. And on the topic, I think it's a really great platform for like sketch comedy. I think it's definitely one of the best to like get your stuff seen by people. And so I've really enjoyed just like connecting with different people, you know, you and I connected, and yeah, it's been great.
So how did you get into TikTok?
So like I was saying, we were on tour and then all of a sudden we weren't. It was pretty fast. We had just got to Denver, and within 3 days, we were sent home. Originally they said like, well, we're going to take like 2 weeks off and then like we'll reschedule. We were supposed to go to LA next. And we're like, we'll kind of reconvene in LA. Maybe we'll cancel the first week of LA, but then we'll be there for the next 2 weeks. So just go home, you know, we'll kind of wait this out. That was back when, you know, we all thought this was going to be like a 2 week kind of thing. And then I got the call on the 20th, and they were pretty much just like, hey, like, you know, we're kind of on the back half of the tour anyway, so we're going to go ahead and cancel. How this relates to your question, though, is once I got home, I started like making things again, because, you know, I didn't have anywhere to, you know, do things. I had all this kind of like energy from being in a show and wanted to do stuff. And plus, I missed it. It'd been a while since I'd done sketch comedy. So I started posting things on Instagram, and my friend Lorenzo, who played SpongeBob in the musical, he messaged me and he was like, dude, you really should be putting these on TikTok. And I was like, I don't know. I don't really know what that app's about. Like, I don't know. And he was like, no, like you got to. And so I started doing that around May of last year. Yeah.
That's really cool. Probably one of my favorite videos or video series you do is the Medieval X-Files.
So. Yeah, it's definitely, that's a really fun one. I like that one because, you know, it takes a little longer to write. It's not as quick. I can't like come up with stuff as fast, but that's fun because then I feel like I'm putting out like more quality stuff, and I have some interesting plans for that series in the near future. So be on the lookout for that.
Yes, most definitely. I believe one of the first videos I actually saw of yours was the Medieval X-Files. I was passing through TikTok like usual. I think I was on one of my breaks for work, so I was just passing through and I heard the what? So
right.
I was like, hey, this is awesome, and I just kept watching.
Yeah, I would say with the kind of stuff that I like to do too, I feel like, you know, we were talking a little earlier about how like went to acting school, wanted to be a serious actor, all that kind of stuff. I still do consider myself that. And I think that a lot of that training helps a lot with the comedy, you know, because then I can do stuff like the what, like it all, that's all comes from like voice lessons, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I think it all kind of, they're like tools that you can use to make things better and funnier.
Most definitely. I apologize if you hear the chihuahua in the background.
Oh, that's totally fine. I have a lizard going crazy to the right here. He's chowing down on some lettuce. Eventually we might hear him.
That's probably the most interesting animal I've heard about on this podcast is
yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So I'm sorry, back on track. What do you have any advice for, let's say, kids around 17 or 18, so around my age, that are wanting to get into comedy or even writing or even acting for that matter?
Yeah, I would say, you know, this is definitely going to be a more long-winded answer, so bear with me. I'll try to keep it as like short as possible because there's a lot I can say is the thing. I would say for comedy specifically, it's all about kind, and I have to remind myself to do this a lot, is just to not be afraid of making something that you think is funny. And even if it's not as funny or the reaction to it is as funny as you think it is, chances are that there is someone that also finds it funny. Very few people's sense of humor are so far beyond everyone else's that like they can't relate, you know? Like, I'm sure you've seen a lot of my stuff. Some of my stuff is very kind of classic slapstick, and then other stuff is just stuff that I personally think is very funny, and sometimes it's a really big hit, like X-Files, you know, like that was one where I was like, yeah, I don't know, I'm just gonna do this, and it turned out to be one of my biggest hits. And then there are other ones that I make and I'm like, oh, this is so funny, everyone's gonna love this, and you know, it's, people are like, yeah, that was fine, like, and so it's interesting. So I would say, like if you want to start out in comedy, especially sketch comedy, those kind of ideas that you have, just keep playing with them. And eventually you'll find more of your voice. You'll find how to like tell jokes more efficiently and quicker. Just speaking from experience, when I started doing the videos last year, I mean, really the success I've had through the app so far with my sketches has really only been in the last like 10 weeks or so. But I was posting like a full 7 months consistently before that. So it takes a while, you know, sometimes to get that like rhythm and feel. So I would say, yeah, if you're just starting out, like kind of bite that bullet and be like, you know what, I'm gonna post it, I don't care, I'm just gonna like let people see that this is like my humor. I would also say, as far as like acting goes, if you wanted to, if you're like younger and you want to get into it, if you're looking at it from a standpoint of you want to go to college and do it, you know, there's a lot of like conservatories that are really great. Like I went to one and I had a pretty great time. But I would say if it's something that you don't really want to like go to college for, but it's something that you do want to explore, like there are more classes than you might think. And I would say that that's like the best way to kind of like start getting into it, is like finding those kind of like local acting classes. Improv classes are always really great. That's a good way to get you out performing, get it in your bones. But if you are taking that more serious route, like, yeah, conservatory is definitely an option. And if it's something that you don't feel like you want to like go to like school with, take classes, all of that, honestly, just start auditioning, do your local like community theaters, do those student film projects, you know, find people in your area that are local actors, not necessarily big time actors, but just local actors. Maybe they've done some commercials, and kind of like ask them if, you know, there are forums you can join about audition posting. There's a lot of different ways to go about it. It's kind of what I'm trying to get at, is that like you can attack it from a lot of different ways, and a lot of times it all ends in the same result. I have a few like, you know, comedy people I know who didn't study this at all, and they just started doing it, and then here they are, and they're, you know, at the same level as a lot of us. And then I have other people who went to school for years and years and years and years and years, and they're still just at that same level. So a lot of different ways to go about it, but you might end up always with kind of the same result.
That's great. I've always thought about going into comedy a little bit, but then I find myself to be funny, but I find myself to be funny. I'm not completely sure if other people always find me to be funny. So sure. That's my biggest thing that I'm trying to get ahead of. So.
Yeah, and like I said, it's all about, I'm going to use the term again, it's all about just like throwing yourself at the wall and seeing what sticks, you know? Because I guarantee you that there's always that little voice inside that is saying like, I don't know if this is funny. I don't think anyone will find this funny. But more often than not, if you just kind of can figure out a way to get over that and do it anyway, there's usually a few people that are also like, yeah, that's good. You know what I mean?
Right. One joke, if you don't mind, I would like to say a joke that I can.
Sure, yeah.
this doesn't make sense whatsoever. But so it's a kind of little backstory. A mama grape is talking to a baby grape, and she says, you need to be raising yourself. I know there's like, I was telling a friend this, and they were like, well, it doesn't make too much sense since there's like grapes aren't like people. I was like, yeah, but I mean,
no, like- I love it. No, that's great. And those are, I love those kind of, one of my favorite like jokes in that kind of variety ever is, when my girlfriend always tells us, just like, what did the zero say to the eight? Nice belt. Like, I just think that like it's first time I heard that I was in tears. I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. Like, yeah, see what I mean? Like,
okay, sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
No. That I don't know. That one really got me.
Right. My point being is I love jokes in that kind of style. That was really good. I like that.
Back to TikTok. What is your favorite skit that you've been able to write and do?
Oh man. It's tough. That's like picking a favorite child. I would say I don't know if I have a specific favorite, like one video that I'm like, that is my favorite thing I've ever made, but I really love the X-Files characters. I really like playing them. There'll be days where I get up and I'm like, I'm so excited to like put on that makeup today and like do that. Like, but I would also say, I personally really love writing commercial parodies. So anytime I've ever done anything like that, that's like high up there for me. And I have I have a few others that I'm hoping to film here soon. So personally speaking, anything commercial parody, I'm always like, I love doing this. But as far as characters go, I would say that like X-Files are two of my like favorite, like just people to play.
That's awesome. You were talking about commercial parodies. One of my favorites of yours is mountains, mountains, mountains.
Right, right. Yeah. And that's turned into like a whole thing. And that's turned into a big time like writing like series for me, which has been really, really fun. Yeah, that's one of the cool things I like about using the app is that I can get kind of those short concepts out like really quickly into a lot of people and have fun with the idea of, you know, having something that's really short form and telling a complete story with it. So that's been really fun.
All right. That's great. So is there anything that the audience can be out on the look for?
Yes. So we are some cool things. X-Files is kind of going to go on its own little story arc that's going to be happening sometime in the near future. Still working it out right now, writing those scripts, but hopefully I'll have that sometime out in the near future. That's going to be instead of individual videos, that one's going to turn into a little bit more of a story, which I'm pretty excited about. We're gonna in the next like 5 weeks, we're gonna be wrapping up the mountains story. That's already been planned out and the scripts are done and you know all that kind of stuff. And then there's some new things, like I said, some commercial parodies, as well as some possible new series that I'm working on that I'm excited to like kind of debut. So yeah, be on the lookout for those.
That's great. Most definitely. So we still have a few more minutes. So
sure.
Definitely everybody be out on the lookout for that. And is there anything else that you would like to talk about or even promote before we wrap this up?
Um, Not at the moment, no. I would just want to say, like, for those of you listening who are familiar with some of my work, like, just thanks for the support. It's been awesome. Like, it's been really cool to see people kind of fall in love with some of these characters that I've been coming up with. It's been cool to do something that's not just like myself, you know. It is like a character, and that's why they love it. I think that's really heartwarming. And yeah, just be on the lookout for those things. We're going to be taking them on some weird journeys, and hopefully y'all will want to come along with me.
Yes, most definitely. Everybody go check out Teddy's TikTok and Instagram. And do you have any other social media?
I do have a YouTube. I mostly just use it to post the TikToks, and I do them in like compilations. So they're like a lot longer, especially for the ones that have complete stories. So yeah, and my YouTube is just at Teddy Gales as well.
That's awesome. Most definitely. Everybody go check that out. And cool thing about the podcast, you can now hear it on iHeartRadio.
Oh, nice.
So everybody go check that out on iHeartRadio. So, and we're actually about to hit our 50th episode. So
hey, nice.
I think we're at 42 episodes now. So just a little bit more.
Nice. Good stuff.
Well, thank you for everybody who listened, and thank you, Teddy, for being on the podcast.
Of course. Yeah. Happy.